what they say, and they've been saying it since the mid-1800s. If you want a job done, get a prep guy to do it.
Nice.
Since 1851. All right. So, Twitter poll question of the day. John, did I throw it? did I Stop. Throw it so that a prep kid could be the first to break through? I was just,
I'm not going to dignify
something,
that.
Something to consider. Devin, did I throw it?
No, you absolutely did not.
You know, if I threw it against someone that went to, what'd you go to, Radnor?
Yeah, sure did. Radnor High School.
You know what the score of that one would be?
What?
0-0 if I throw it.
Oh, man.
See
wow,
I did right
that
there,
was rude.
Damn.
That's a pretty good line, right? All right, let's go to Fouts. Devin's trying to like, well, what about in the tiebreaker? She's like Donovan
I'm
McNabb.
I'm just trying to like process she's, that insult, I think.
She's trying to think from a
he's
Donovan.
Saying Radnor people are not that smart.
No, I know, but why would you get
Devin,
zero?
That was not a good reply.
Because he's saying
you
he was
were still trying
it.
To process
if he was trying to throw it to a Radnor person, it would be 0-0.
Yeah.
Remember that
yeah.
part?
No, I'm not going to lie. Like, I've been out of high school for a while, and yes. I forgot how much random information high schoolers are expected to take in. Like, the prime numbers?
Yeah, that's tough.
Dude, let me tell you, as part of, because I don't know what 12th grade stuff is, so I did a lot of research on it, and one of the things I looked up was SAT questions, because it's close, right?
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
you know, 11th, close. Yeah. I could start to get an idea. Like, I might get like a 400 if I took the SATs now. Like, it's all stuff I don't remember. Like, it's like X's and Y's and solve for this
anything,
and all stuff. I'm like, I remember zero of it, zip.
Well, you I did wonder, well with your question, James.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. I wonder if Joe would have gotten the other English question.
Well, he got the one I asked.
I
had two English questions, and I went to Mr.
Bradbury.
English major to...
What was the other one?
Here, I have it. I'll pull it up. Ready? Let's see if you would have gotten it. Yeah. It's harder. The other one was harder. The other one was...
Geoffrey Chaucer.
Oh, no.
The other one was...
The other author one.
Yeah. Oh,
give
the other
both.
Author. I'll
there
give you both.
Two.
All right, so there were two. So this is the other... The other author one was Who Wrote Moby Dick, but I thought that might be a little too easy.
I do know it, but I can't remember right now. It's Orville?
No, it's Herman Melville.
Melville. I was
all right. Well,
confusing.
There you go.
Yeah.
And then the other one was: what is the literary term for a story, poem, or picture that can be interpreted to reveal a hidden meaning, typically a moral or political one?
I mean, there's so many words there.
A little too hard.
Yeah,
a little
that's
too hard.
Very
it's,
wordy.
It's an allegory, is what okay. that is. But yeah. I thought that John was right to steer me away from
Can
that.
I just point out something funny Joe said after the fact, where with the hemisphere question, he said, I wasn't sure if Alaska stretched really far.
Well, I know it stretched far.
Yeah,
well,
it is
Alaska's
long.
Crazy. It's like the easternmost and the westernmost and the like northernmost.
Well, no, the south would have to be the down at the bottom of America.
But it's not that big. It's not that big.
Because James, you were saying four quadrants, right? You were saying
Africa is the only one
east,
in
west,
all four hemispheres.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's I honest to God, I didn't fully process the question. I wanted to.
Alaska's a good answer.
I don't think it's horrible.
No, I didn't know America's good answer because of Alaska.
That's what my answer.
I don't think it's a horrible answer.
But I do know the equator goes through
Central
America.
So you would have,
But I didn't process all that quickly enough. All right, let's go. I want to get to the Cooper DeGene audio in a moment. Gary and Vineland. Gary, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Gary.
Mr. Ritchie, congratulations.
Thanks, bud.
Will we be having like a morning show contest to win an invitation to Richie's wedding? Is that a thing?
I don't know.
Interesting.
I mean,
a giveaway.
If that's going to happen, that definitely needs to be approved by Alicia.
Could you imagine that?
Yeah.
A contest?
God. That would be the all-time contest.
And I mean, we have talked about the whole gamut. You know, we've talked about getting married by Elvis to the whole let's include everyone that we've ever known.
Yep.
It's going to ride somewhere in between, but, you know, we'll see.
Yeah, okay.
But it's a
again,
lot. It's a lot,
approval.
Yeah.
Needs approval.
You know, I will say, John, you can get more people there economically if you just serve pizza instead of,
I know.
Steak
and
chicken.
I like pizza a lot.
We just have pizza and have a lot of people.
Yeah, I don't think that one's
good pizza.
Again,
good
I think this all comes back to what Alicia wants and decides, you know?
Pretty much.
No, I think it all comes down to whether Elliot's going to get invited. That's what I'm and Fritz especially.
Again, yeah, I mean, Elliot invited John to his wedding. That, you would
and
think.
And Fritz did not invite John to his.
Oh, that's a good point.
Uh-huh.
That is a good point.
Fritz and Elliot are like the... That's
the line.
Uh-huh. That's what I'm curious. I want Gary, my goal is to make this as uncomfortable as possible.
can tell.
Good work.
It's very clear what your goal is.
I don't think it's that uncomfortable. Because
you just wait.
I defer to her.
You're going to go with that out.
I do.
Okay.
I defer to her.
Hey, chicken. All right, Gary, what do you got on the Eagles?
Well, John, I'm sorry I didn't get on yesterday. I was going to sing "When Cries Mary" with you, but
wow!
That could have won for weather and a title.
Amazing answer.
I love when John does the.
That's a winner.
Tennis for a second.
Yeah, sure.
I think the guy that came on and said about liability earlier. The liability is who never played tennis and had the idea to play tennis in the middle of summer at noon. Like, you could cook on the court. And then the contention is that, you guys are saying you're athletes. Well, you're saying you're president. Like, neither of them are like...
Not president. I hope to be president.
Yeah, either way.
I mean, I do try to think like Abe Lincoln. When in doubt, think like Abe.
That's a good person to think like.
Yeah, exactly.
What would Abe do?
Yeah, what would Abe do?
WWAD.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think I'm not worried about the defense. I think we got the right guy in charge. And, you know, I love what he said to that the new safety. I mean, just...
It's my fault. That was
your
me.
Time to step up.
Holy cow, Jimmy.
Yeah, Seltzer didn't like something that went on.
Wow. I was removing it.
Cooper DeGene directed?
No.
Our safety situation, Sydney?
That was this. Bad job by me.
That was funny. All right, Gary, give me a scene with non-athletes playing sports.
How about Meet the Fockers? Or not Meet the Fockers, Meet the Parents.
Yep.
When they're playing volleyball.
You got
a
point.
It's only a game, Focker. It's only a game.
Yeah.
All right, Gary, you got a pal. All right, let's listen to Cooper DeGene. We had him on the show on Monday, I believe it was. So we got into the discussion about three different spots he could play. One, of course, is slot corner, nickel, where he was last year. Another is outside corner, where he was not playing last year, but Darius Slay played, and they could get him on the field more by putting him out there. The third, of course, is safety. Safety, he played some in college football. Let's listen to Cooper DeGene in this exchange the other day.
I think ever since I got in here, they've told me to try and learn every position, in the back end, and that's what I've tried to do, since I got here. I got some reps at corner and in the spring, getting some reps at safety out here during camp, and then also playing nickel, but just trying to be ready, for wherever my number's called, no matter what position that is, but I know the coaches will put me in the right position for me to make an impact on this defense.
Which spot has it been the most so far of the three?
Which spot have I played the most?
Yeah, I mean, meaning at this camp, just a couple practices so far.
Nickel, and safety. I've been the two that I've played the most so far this camp.
Do you have a preference?
I really don't.
It is amazing, John, how versatile he is. And to your point earlier, it's an incredible weapon for Fangio to have.
He's being asked to do the same things, whether he's at safety or nickel, which is you're going to have to cover guys in the slot. You're going to have to cover zone. You're going to have to cover man. You're going to have to hold up in the box like a linebacker. You're going to have to cover backs. You might have to cover wide receivers. He can do all that stuff. And when he says it doesn't really make a difference to him whether he's safety or nickel, it's because he's doing the same stuff whether he's safety or nickel.
I don't think they're going to put him on the outside corner, though. I just don't. I think they'd put him at safety if they moved him out of
the
nickel.
The fact that he is capable of being out there gives them increased versatility, but I would agree with you. I think he's better used on the inside as our nickel or a safety because of his box ability.
You want to keep him where he's best. Like, even if he can play safety, I think whichever position he's the most valuable,
it's also the other guys.
It is the other guys.
That's the point. Like, if they don't have another safety, he has to play safety. So I think,
that's
part of the equation. And whether they trade for someone, we talked about trading for corner or safety, like that could change the equation.
It gives us so much flexibility. He and Jalen Carter are the reasons that this defense is great. He will stay on the field no matter what. We don't have to worry about him coming off. Last year at the end of the season, the reason we as a defense were so great is because It didn't matter what the offense put on the field personnel-wise. We stayed put with what we did, which was nickel. We stayed in our nickel looks with Cooper DeJean at the slot because that was our best. That's our best 11, and that is so versatile. And that's an ultimate advantage. We don't even have to pay attention to the personnel groupings for all intents and purposes because this young player is so talented. And then don't forget the fact that the other young player, Jalen Carter, is erasing two guys on his own.
I think you shortchange Quinyon and Bond when you don't mention them.
You're right.
Because I think they're right
incredible.
There also.
And part of what makes them so amazing, Zach Bond and Cooper DeJean, the way they fit into everything, the way they all understand, Quinyon as well, the way he understands how the defense fits together. They're so informed. It's so smart. These guys are so well-versed in what they're doing, and I'm blown away by the fact that Vic Fangio says they've got a lot of stuff in. They've got even more stuff to put in, and Cam Jurgens is telling us, man, it's pretty complex. I think they must have the entire defense in. This defense is so far ahead of where we were last year at this time with incredible personnel. That we know of, the personnel that we know we love, these all-pros that we didn't even – they were secret all-pros last year.
Yeah, we had no idea.
Now we got Cooper DeJean. He's number 60 in the NFL's top 100. We didn't know we had this guy last year.
No.
Quinyon Mitchell, we had no idea this guy could cover anyone last year at this time. This defense is going to be fine. And when I say fine, I mean like fine.
Good.
Like woohoo.
Well, I'm glad you believe it. And I hope you're right. Let's go to Rick in Easton. Rick, good morning.
So, first of all, the tennis match. I didn't realize you can't go north and south now. So coming to the net is not going to be a thing for you. So you've got to be really strategic and force the ball into his backhand.
Now, why are you saying I can't go north and south? Because of the groin?
Because you said you're groin.
Well, I mean, I
can't really go east and west either.
I'm playing through it. I mean, I'm doing what I can. So.
All right, well, just be careful. I'll go to the backhand side and gingerly come to the net because hackers will not get the ball back with any pace at all. John, if Alicia is really the mate for you and she just heard that suggestion to have a contest, it's only going to be two people coming to the wedding. Definitely have to do that.
Uh-huh.
Or she's out. No, I'm kidding. She can't be out. But she should suggest, honey, it's your show, it's your livelihood, and she can give up a couple things for the team. I think that's a great idea. All right, so let me go Eagles real quick before I give you my
can you imagine?
That's an outright no.
All right, we got tickets to Richie's wedding today. Best answer to a scene in
insane. You're gonna have a lot of wedding ideas coming up.
Yeah, so, you're right.
With
you're
the
right.
Eagles, and you know I've been mentioning this a lot. People have to remember, I know you guys know this, and most people do know this, but we have to really focus on this. This team that's coming back, John just mentioned it, with all that personnel, you got to remember, a team has never come back from a Super Bowl win with four or five key players from an Alabama team on offense and four and five key players from a Georgia Bulldog on defense. These guys have such a winning culture embedded in their minds. And remember how Magic Johnson made all the players around them better? Don't forget, the rest of the roster are also darn good players. I think the core of Alabama and Georgia and the culture of winning, they're going to make the other players around them better. This is going to be a very, very difficult team to beat. This is not your usual NFL situation. And with this offense, guys, remember what Brady did, how Brady helped his defense? Brady helped his defense by sustaining 12, 14 play drives.
Yeah.
This offense can rest this defense. This can be a very, very interesting banner year for the Birds.
Well, it can be, yeah. I mean, there's no question. The offense is essentially the same offense other than Becton and Gainwell. And I guess it's just them, right? Becton and Gainwell.
That's it.
Same
all right.
Yeah.
A famous scene from the Brady Bunch, because Seltzer said, I have to mention something that everybody heard of before.
Mm.
They played catch in the backyard before Marsha broke her nose.
Already been said, Rick.
I didn't say you have to. I said if you want to win,
oh,
Rick, you have
okay,
to give
well,
something that people have heard of.
Yeah.
There was a great – that's funny somebody said that. There was a great movie by Michael Douglas called The Game, and that was an incredible, incredible game with no rules, where he had to go through a maze of different types of riddles and things. Did you guys ever see it?
Yeah, but it's not athletic. It's like a
life or death.
Yeah, the game. Let's not give the game away.
He's giving like an obstacle course kind of.
You've never seen the game? It's David Fincher. It's a great movie.
Yeah, I didn't. I don't
Sean
know.
Sean Penn, Michael Douglas, really good movie.
Yeah.
Tense.
Okay, let's go to Dan in Limerick. Dan, good morning. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Brian in Downingtown. Hi, Brian.
Good morning, fellas. How we doing?
Doing great, Brian.
Hey, congratulations, Sean. Looking forward to it.
Thanks, man.
Hey, Joe.
Yes, sir.
I've got an indoor tennis court lined up for next week. Are we doing this next Wednesday? Is that the plan?
I mean, my guess would be Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. I don't know. We're going to have a meeting after the show. So my guess is that we'll know in the next few hours. Where's your court?
It's in.
We couldn't hear you. Say it again.
It's in Exton. And okay. Right down the road from McGurk's for the after party. I think that's the plan.
Well, I will take it to management. I'll let them know, and we'll see what's possible. I don't think the indoor thing's going to be necessary next week because it's supposed to be only 80. But, you know, I'm not opposed to it. I just know ideally we want to be where a lot of people can watch. And by the way, I tend to think more people will watch next week, in part because it won't be so hot, and also in part because this tennis thing. I mean, John, the tennis thing's become a thing now. Remember like 2 weeks ago we thought tennis thing was like, it felt like a throwaway in this contest. You know, it wasn't much buzz, but now there's buzz because we got all this controversy again. Somehow we always end up in
controversy in this case.
Well, I mean, I don't know. God put a big old sun out there and, you know, made it really hot yesterday.
Yeah, so. Well, we could have, you know.
Yeah, but we didn't.
Yeah, so self-created. That's our fault. That's my point. We created the controversy. Yeah,
Brian, the main issue, in my opinion, the main issue is how late we canceled. That was the unfortunate part.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Brian, look, I appreciate the suggestion, and I will let the bosses know of it.
Sounds good. And I play a lot. I can. We can get out and hit if you'd like, and get you tuned up as well, and give you some tips and get you ready to.
I appreciate. I'm in pretty good shape. I got a coach. He's been doing a good job with me, so I'm good there. But give me an answer for a non-athlete playing sports. What do you have?
I got Robert Redford in The Natural.
You're missing the heart of it. That's all right. That's all right. James, explain to people what the heart of this is.
Not organized sports. Like, not like an athlete in a movie. We're not looking for someone who's playing a professional sport or a high school sport. We're looking for people who are just doing athletic things but not athletes. It's not organized. It's like Wedding Crashers.
Yeah, right. The football scene.
Crab Cakes and Football. It's what Maryland does. They're just playing football in the yard.
It has confused some people.
It has.
Yes. All right. It's okay. All right, Time's Yours is up ahead, and a bunch of calls as we take you till 10 o'clock. Reminder, we will be at McGurk's in Horsham tomorrow. You can be there as well. 12 hours of WIP broadcasts from McGurk's in Horsham for the trade deadline extravaganza. We look forward to that tomorrow on 94 WIP.
Buying a diamond can be a risky endeavor. If you're not careful, you can overpay big time. Every diamond is unique, and the slightest differences can affect the value in a big way. Even diamonds that have the same grading report on paper can look very different. Don't risk it. Don't end up with an overpriced, cloudy diamond. Get the diamond she deserves at Benari Jewelers. The diamond ring that Rachel, Yoni, and Abby at Benari, they helped us create. It's so exquisite because the diamond is dazzling. At Benari Jewelers in Exton and Newtown Square is Philly's trusted source for the highest quality, best cut diamonds. Each one is handpicked for brilliance. Each one is graded by the most reputable gem lab. At Benari, they look at 100 diamonds and only choose 5 or 6 of them to put in their showcases. So picky. It's a great problem to have as a ring shopper, but I'm telling you, if you're anything like us, you'll see the one that's right, the diamond that's right. You'll fall in love with the diamond and the ring and the way it makes you both feel. And I can tell you from experience, when someone's wearing a Benari diamond, you can tell from across the room. It just has a special kind of brilliance. Isn't that what she deserves? Check out Benari Jewelers. You will thank me. Showrooms in Exton and Newtown Square.